Joe, thank you. And another good evening to everybody. And if you would, you can open your Bibles to 2 Timothy in chapter 3. I have just a little few thoughts here, and just want to share them tonight. As Apostle Paul speaks to Timothy, and he has a few things to say to him. Chapter 3, verse 1, and then we'll go to verse 13, 14, and 15. So he says this, chapter 3, verse 1, "This know, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Now down to verse 13. "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." So, in the first verse here, Apostle Paul, recognizing and being led of the Spirit of God to write these things, tells Timothy that in the last days there's going to be some bad things happening. Perilous times, he calls them, and they're going to come. And he wants him to know this, okay? And he says, "This know." Now, it's great to know some things, you know? And it's good to know that we have God's Word. He didn't just leave us in the dark to grope around, hoping, wishing, thinking, but rather He's given us His Word. And there's things that we can know. And as we study them, and as we read it, as we study it, and as we come to meetings and listen and take in, we learn these things that we're to know. And this is good. And he's going to describe to Timothy the perils and the perilous times that are going to happen just prior to the Lord's return. And he calls it the last days. Well, if Timothy was living in what he might expect to be the last days, that's a long time ago. So how much shorter are the days now? And these are, I think we can rightfully say, the last days. We're living in the last days, you know. And certainly we can see the way the world is going and the way of men and things that have happened. It only indicates that, yeah, according to God's Word, things that we can know, we're living in the last days. So with this in thoughts in mind, he says to Timothy, "Be certain of the growth of evil." In verse 13, he says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse." No allusions to a world that's gradually going to get better, and we're all going to, come to the truth, and everyone's going to come to Christ. That's not going to happen, unfortunately, for so many people. But instead, things will get worse. Evil men will become worse. Evil men and seducers, imposters, they become more subtle, okay, in their methods and even more bold in their tactics. This thing with homosexuality and the marriages of same sex, it's been around a long time. It's nothing new. The Bible tells us there's nothing new under the sun. But so blatantly and open, it's like evil men waxing worse and worse. Not only deceiving others, I know we're talking probably about the church, the apostate church that's going to come about. But still, there's evil men and even in the church. I mean, you got these churches that are performing these marriages, evil men waxing worse and worse, deceiving others, and even themselves being ensnared in their own false teaching. They've been peddling lies so long that they believe them. And these are men, evil men, waxing worse and worse. And Paul says, Timothy, there's going to be these people. And he says to us, through the Spirit of God, says to us through his word, don't be surprised, I guess. We're not supposed to be surprised, even though it bothers us. These things are going to happen. But in verse 14, it says this, But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Okay. But continue thou, continue what? Well, it's continue in the teachings of the Scripture. Again, back to the Word of God. And this Word of God that we have, it's our duty and responsibility as we think of even our assembly here that we present it from our platform here in simplicity, in words and thoughts that all can understand. Some of the great sermons that we read in the Bible are very simple in the sense that, you know, it's not a simple plan, but the presentation was simple enough that even I can understand. And this is the way we want to present the Word of God from this assembly and as we meet others and come in contact with them, to just present that simplistic way so that all can understand. I think of the verse in Isaiah where he talks about, and we do it here, it's precept upon precept, it's line upon line. Coming here, you probably won't hear anything maybe you haven't heard many times before. But this is the teaching of the Word of God. But then I'd like to say this. Some may say it's repetitious, but I think we can say it's precious, you know. The Word of God is precious. And let me ask you, have you ever tired from hearing the old, old story of Jesus and his love? We like to sing that song, you know. Our theme in glory, what's it going to be? It's going to be about Jesus and his love. And that's the things that we're to continue in the Scriptures, and and continue in them. Another thing is that we're to continue in the things that we're assured of, like God so loves me. Our verse on the wall here, John 3:16. God so loved the world. He loved me. He loved you. And these are the things that we're assured of. Another thing would be that our salvation, it's not a temporary thing. It's not something I can fall out of or away from, because we're in God's hand. And as we've been saved, truly saved, we're saved for time and for eternity. And thank God for that, because if it was on the basis of me staying in that right relationship and position, how many times I would have to say I fall short of that. And maybe you'd have to say the same. But the Bible says in John 5:11 that through 13 there, that these things are something that we can know. And salvation is something we can know. And these are the things we're assured of that we have here. Another thing that we're assured of as believers is that we're chosen. What a positive thing to be, is chosen into God's family. Don't ask me why God chose me. And you might say the same. Why did God choose you? But the fact of the matter is, if you're a believer here tonight, which I assume most of us are, God has chosen you. He's chosen me. And then if that weren't enough, he's adopted us. We've been adopted into his family. And we're accepted. It's all in Ephesians there. First chapter. We're accepted in the Beloved. These are some of the things we're assured of. And we're sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And that Spirit lives within us. And as we allow him, he can work in our life. And he can make us, help us to be what God would want us to be. So, continue in these things, okay? And then, that from a child. Now, some of you here, perhaps, maybe, I don't know for sure, but maybe you can't say that. From a child, you've learned the Holy Scriptures. They've been brought to you, to your attention, and, you know, if Mom and Dad had read the Bible, you had devotions together and things like that. But apparently Timothy and his mother and grandmother and perhaps even others, I don't know, but he had known the Holy Scriptures from a child. But if you're here and you have young families, and we have some, one, two, three, where everybody hasn't left the nest, you have that opportunity to leave that, I don't know if this is the right word, that legacy of being brought up or teaching your children so that they can have that legacy of being brought up in a home where the scriptures are honored, where they're read, and where they're taught, and so that when they're older, they can also reflect on this verse and say, yeah, that from a child, I've known the Holy Scriptures. And so that's a little encouragement to young parents today. And we can root them and ground them in the truth, which would make them wise unto salvation. You know, and it's all by faith. The verse ends up that way. Through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. It's all by faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, and as we've received Him, the Word of God admonishes us to also live and to walk by faith and in faith. In Colossians chapter 2 and verses 6 and 7 says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, and that's by faith. The Word of God tells us if those that want to come to God must believe that He is. He's the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him by faith. And He says, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith. Somebody that's established is somebody, we think of an established person, we think of one that's solid and content, what you might say, and moving on in life, established. Well, established in the faith as ye have been taught. Again, that teaching that comes from here, comes from our personal study, and any other place that we might get it, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Much of our society isn't thankful many times, and I trust that as believers, we want to be part of that, but rather that we'd be thankful for everything that God has given to us. Just the very fact that we're here tonight should bring thanksgiving to our hearts and to our lives. We have a measure of health and strength. We have a free country that we can live in. We have this Word of God before us that we can freely read. And so there are many things to be thankful for. And I'm pretty sure it says in Romans that He gave them up because they were unthankful. And I think that's an important thing in our life as a believer, to be thankful. So these are just a few thoughts that we might consider as we go down through the week here, or the rest of the week, till we meet again on Sunday, that we would be know these things that God has presented to us in His Word, and continue in the things that we've learned, things that we're assured of, and go on to the Lord. And I think that's all of my thoughts for this evening. So, Joe, if you want to come on back up, we can take some prayer requests now, and we can have that privilege of talking to that one that chose us and who has redeemed us.